WTAW News Time is 6 after 6. 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at University Drive exit. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council is buying the former home of the Texas Department of Transportation District Office. Last night's vote to draw up the paperwork follows action last October, where the council exercised its right of first refusal. No purchase price was disclosed. Last year, the state was asking $1.4 million for the 11-acre complex on North Texas, south of Highway 21. For the second time in as many months, the Bryan City Council discussed future capital construction projects. Since the last discussion on July 28th, another 7 projects estimated to cost $83 million were added. That brings the running total to 180 projects and $693 million. Mayor Jason Bayinski says it could cost less to build a new senior center.
$3 million for a senior center. We're talking about something new this week that came up that could be another possibility. I don't think that would be $3 million. So maybe half, maybe a third.
Another project spending more than $4 million to extend University from Boonville East into a proposed housing development is proposed to happen 3 years from now. City staff was also directed to resume taking public surveys, which have not been done for 5 years. The main street leading into Prairie View A&M University will be renamed for Sandra Bland. The Prairie View City Council last night approved changing University Drive to Sandra Bland Parkway. The Chicago area woman who had been hired last month to work at her alma mater died in the Waller County Jail. The council agenda also called for establishing a memorial park. Local police and fire departments reported no one was hurt when a surprise severe thunderstorm moved through yesterday during the noon hour. Scattered power outages were addressed by BTU crews in Bryan and its rural territories. There were no outages reported by College Station Utilities. And Bryan police received a report of a tree falling on a vehicle on Clear Leaf near Jane Long Middle School and south of there on Turkey Creek Road, where several trees fell on mobile homes. The Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission has started its Back to School Undercover Sting campaign, looking for retailers who sell to minors. Spokesman Chris Porter says the underage buyers don't lie about their age, and they're accompanied by a couple of state agents.
During spring break, we actually conducted more than 900 stings around the state and found 92 violations as a result of that. To make sure that we can identify these retailers who are making these sales and try to make sure they get back up to compliance.
Last March, the TABC ran another undercover operation looking for bars that were selling cheap liquor as premium brands. One Northgate establishment claims the state presented misleading information. The lawyer representing the owner of Social Lounge issued a statement that under no circumstance had they ever cheated or deceived any patron, and the business was never issued a written warning from the state. Before too long, the annual community campaign will begin benefiting 20 agencies affiliated with United Way of the Brazos Valley. President Allison Prince says it's about getting involved, which isn't just how big of a check you write.
We're calling it design your own good. One thing that I say is that a lot of people think, well, I don't have much, I can't do much, but you can. You can be a part of making a difference in this world, as little or as big as it is. And a lot of people already are, and they're not thinking of it that way because they're not necessarily giving money.
More information is on United Way's website at uwbv.org. WTAW News Time is 10 after 6, 73 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Every driver has met that guy. You know, the guy who cuts people off and doesn't care what anyone else thinks. That guy who refuses to come to a complete stop at a stop sign because he always comes first. If you've never met that guy, think about it. Maybe it's because you are that guy.
Aggressive drivers, they aren't just rude, they can be deadly. Be safe, drive smart. This message sponsored by TxDOT.
Good morning. It is 6:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East or click on actionsportstx.com.
The rest of the work week looking rather warm across the region. High pressure to the north, keeping temperatures well up into the 90s to close to 100 degrees. A partly to mostly sunny day with highs of anywhere from 95 to 100 today. It'll be clear overnight. We're going to end up close to 70 overnight. We have sun in the forecast for tomorrow. Highs will be 95 to 100. The outlook for tomorrow night, clear skies, lows will be around 70. Sunny Friday, highs 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Rangers and the Astros. How did they do last night? I'll let you know. Also, some news about how the Ags are doing in football practice so far. That's all coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, hey, we got the extra gang in today. Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice to have a bench where we have people who can come in and sit in.
Bringing in the big guns.
That's it. That's exactly right. However, I want to know which one of you guys is responsible for there being no Diet Cokes. When you guys
Ooh,
drink the last
not diet me, Coke. It was Brad.
I drink Coke Zero, so.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess I need to call Mr. Downs this morning at 6:12 just to find out.
I'm going to blame Kevin.
Okay, we could do that.
Or Patrick, because they're not here.
That's right. They cannot defend themselves. Today we're going to find out that falling into a black hole is not nearly as bad as we thought.
Ooh, so I hear.
Either of y'all seen the movie Interstellar?
No, nope. I did not.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, it says the movie Interstellar was right. I can't tell because I don't know. There's we've discovered the strongest beer in the world.
Ooh.
Ooh.
We now have school officials who are diving into dumpsters for the strangest reasons.
Okay. Exciting show coming
up,
guys.
Well, something like that. Just something a little different. In the meantime, Stephanie Talent was 8 months pregnant and having an ultrasound Friday when she went into labor at a hospital in Houston. Now, Stephanie and her fiancé had figured, well, they got a couple of weeks anyway to get married before the baby arrived. That plan didn't work out because she went into labor in the middle of this at the hospital. But what would they do, any enterprising couple? They called a chaplain from the hospital to come over and marry him before the bundle of joy arrived.
Hey, there you go.
That's what you call full-service health care. A little bit of everything. You ever wondered why there's a chaplain there so they can do the marriage thing?
Info.
Mation.
Oh, wow. I like that. Okay. Differences. And by the way, it's 73 outside.
73. Yeah.
Perfect time to go mow your lawn.
And a low of 67 tonight.
Is that? Oh, it's almost like football.
That makes me happy.
That's a good thing.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
6:14, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's August the 26th. It's a Wednesday. It's day 238. We have 127 of them to go. Everything all right in there? National Dog Day. Brad, do you have a dog?
I have a dog.
Okay.
Did you ask Brad? Well, I have a dog.
Okay. That's fine. Chelsea, do you have a dog?
I do have a dog.
Where have I heard that before? Okay.
Oh.
What kind of dog you have?
Oh, she's a mutt, but she is the cutest little thing. Her name is Coda.
How long have you had Coda?
I've had her for over 7 years. Yeah, she's about 8 and a half now.
Was that like a friend gave it to you or a
shelter pet?
What?
Yeah, okay. Shelter pet.
Where do we get Coda?
I got her here in town.
How did you get her name?
Okay, well, I'll give you the short story. The Disney movie Fern Gully.
Okay.
There is a bat in the movie. Yeah. His voice played by Robin Williams.
Okay.
He has very large ears.
Uh-huh.
His name is Batty Coda,
uh-huh.
And my dog happens to have ears that look like him.
Ah,
so that
okay.
is how she got her name.
There you
gotcha.
Go.
All right, Brad, what's your story?
I got a cat, so.
Really?
Yeah, believe it or not, yeah.
I didn't make you for a cat person. I didn't.
I'm just an animal person.
Okay.
I just happen to have a cat at the moment.
Cats are easy. Coda was supposed to be a cat, but my roommate at the time was deathly allergic, so I settled for a dog. Okay. I say settled. I was blessed with a puppy.
There you go, and that's it. And and I have like four of them, and three of them are dachshunds. And
oh, are you going to Wienerfest this year?
I'm one of the MCs of Wienerfest. Do
of course
that every
you are.
Year.
There
yeah,
you
that's kind of fun. But see, that's the thing is my dogs don't go to that. Because some dachshunds do not play well with others. that's certainly part of the deal.
Uh-huh.
But then we got another one that they told us was a dachshund, okay? And we got it from a rescue organization in an adjacent county. And it is no more a dachshund than the man in the moon. So. But since it came from Robertson County, we called it a Booger County dachshund.
A Booger County dachshund.
That's Booger County up there. So.
Nice.
Yeah, anyway, that's that. All right, so we got National Dog Day. It's also Cherry Popsicle Day. Everybody knows when you've eaten one because your lips are all red. It's Tug of War Day, which you can't celebrate alone if you think about it.
That's true.
And then it's a National Toilet Paper Day, and we have the history of toilet paper later on this morning. Yes, and we got a list of birthdays, too.
That's right. Cassie, who is the R&B singer of Me and You fame, is 29. Chris Pine, who is, of course, the new James T. Kirk in the Star Trek movies, is 35. Macaulay Culkin is still home alone at 35 years old as well.
Troubled actor.
Yes.
Macaulay Culkin. All right.
Indeed he is.
Yeah.
Melissa McCarthy. She's hilarious.
She's a funny lady.
Yeah. Mike and Molly, Bridesmaids, all that stuff. She's 45 today. Adrian Young is 46. He's from No Doubt. Shirley Manson's 49. Who was the singer of the band Garbage in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chris Burke is 50, who was Corky from Life Goes On back in the day. And Valerie Simpson, who is the sweetest half of Ashford and Simpson, is 70 today.
Wow. And Branford Marsalis, who's a pretty good jazzer.
Is 55.
All right, there you go. It's 6:17.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now, once again, over the weekend, your trusted network news shows, they help cover up the growing Planned Parenthood video scandal. You know, the same organization that gets over $500 million of your taxpayer dollars every year. It was now highlighted in a new trailer by the Center for Medical Progress, which shows the STEM Express CEO actually joking about receiving intact fetuses from Planned Parenthood. Now, unfortunately, according to Newsbusters, if you were looking for the latest news in the videos, ABC and CBS and CNN Sunday morning news shows, they all ignored the ongoing controversy. But George Stephanopoulos featured Democratic presidential candidate Martin O'Malley on ABC's This Week, but he wasn't able to muster up a single question about the ongoing scandal. The mainstream media cannot ignore this forever.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you want to keep the summer heat out of your home and make sure that you are insulated for the winter? Well, look no further than Blinds.com. Their insulating cellular shades have a honeycomb core that keeps heat out in the summer, cold out in the winter. And Blinds.com has them in single, double, and triple cell thickness. Now, they're the year-round solution for keeping your energy bills low. Just go to Blinds.com right now and get free samples, free shipping, free expert advice, and sell shades priced lower than you'll find in any store. You'll see easy in a whole new light with Blinds.com. Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to Geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to Geico.com. Geico.com.
Join March of Dimes to shop for a cause. August 29th at Macy's, donate $5 and get a shopping pass to use in-store and online all day long.
Save 30% on select brands, 25% on designer apparel, and 10% on electronics and more.
Best of all, 100% of your donation goes to March of Dimes to help fight premature birth, which affects 1 out of 10 babies and is the number one cause of death in children under 5.
Shop for a cause at Macy's August 29th with March of Dimes.
That's Saturday, August 29th at Macy's in the Post Oak Mall.
Good morning, 620 News Talk 1620 WTAW. So thieves being thieves, look for whatever they can steal at the right time. A burglar in China, or a thief in China, tried to make off with bundles of copper wire, which is expensive, valued at thousands of dollars, from a construction site. It didn't get far before the cops picked him up. An accomplice was also arrested. The accomplice was along for the robbery, mainly to keep the main guy from getting scared. See, during the robbery, the thief became so paralyzed by the fear from passing a thunderstorm that was going on that he called a friend for support.
Wow. That sounds like a hardened criminal to me.
Yeah, really. Until a thunderstorm hit. Come and help me steal stuff, which, again, is one more example. Friends help you move. Real friends help you move bodies.
Mm-hmm. It's summertime and a great time for sizzling hot deals at Normandy Tractor. If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the summer with the Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot land pride shredder complete with an $800 finance rebate and a $500 cash rebate, only $11,695 or 10% down in payments of only $156 per month. Normandy asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Normandy makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade can be your down payment. Normandy Tractor, voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normandytractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norm G. Tractor.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. For now, at least, Wall Street looks to be on steady footing. Futures are pointing to gains of about 1% at the open after the Dow Industrials dropped another 205 points yesterday. The artificial sweetener brand Splenda is changing hands as Heartland Food Products Group has agreed to buy it from a unit of Johnson & Johnson. J&J's McNeil Nutritionals unit is selling the rights to the brand that consumers buy in grocery stores, while Tate & Lyle, which helped discover sucralose in the 1970s, will retain the rights to use the Splenda brand name as an ingredient. Signals for one of the nation's biggest local broadcasters went dark on satellite TV distributor Dish Network yesterday, the result of a dispute over a new distribution contract. Dish and Sinclair Broadcast Group have been negotiating a contract that covers more than 150 local TV stations owned or managed by Sinclair. The signals were pulled from Dish after efforts to sign a new agreement failed. Crude oil at $39.41 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
At TIAA Cref, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. If you want to make millions of Americans angry simultaneously, then this might be how to do it. Make a swooping generalization about them, their state, and their dessert preference. The people who made this list better have bodyguards. Slate.com decided to make a list of the unofficial desserts for all 50 states. The only rules were that each state had to have a different dessert, and no state could have apple pie, since apple pie is the all-American dessert. A few of the picks, clearly no-brainers. Florida gets key lime pie. Georgia has the peach cobbler. Massachusetts gets the Boston cream pie, which, by the way, is not a pie, it's cake. And New York has cheesecake. But a lot of states got desserts that seem like a real stretch. For instance, Arkansas got red velvet cake, even though it was invented in New York. Since it's red and white, it's the same colors of the University of Arkansas. Montana got s'mores because they have hiking destinations that include, quote, part of Yellowstone. And Alaska got, of course, baked Alaska, even though it wasn't invented in Alaska or even by someone who had ever been there. How about Texas? Well, this one was kind of a no-brainer. It was the pecan pie. The pecan tree is Texas' official state tree. The native pecan is Texas' official state nut. And San Saba, Texas is the self-proclaimed pecan capital of the world. It's no surprise that the Texas House of Representatives recently named the pecan pie as the official state pie. Texas has covered all its bases when it comes to pecans, and we gleefully allow everybody else to have it around Thanksgiving for dessert. So really, giving it to any other state would just be wrong-headed, and I think by definition would be messing with Texas. And rest assured, it's pecan, not pecan. And that is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. They sell gold and silver bullion. And having physical bullion, according to most of the money folks, is an important part of your financial portfolio. Some customers buy it weekly, some once a year. They deal anywhere from $20 to hundreds of thousands of dollars. They do that, plus, of course, they've got the jewelry, coins, and just some really interesting collectible things. So go look for yourself. It's an interesting trip, I promise you. It's David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP, or you can find them online at davidsjewelryandcoins.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Good morning. It's 6:27. A Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. This is very nice today. It's going to be warm today, 96, but we've got winds out of the east, which will help a little bit. And obviously the rain that we had yesterday was a nice breather and cooled off the rest of the day for a lot of folks. And, of course, some people got more than they wanted when it came to the weather. But more about that later. Mostly clear tonight. 67 is our low tonight and tomorrow night. So nice to have the cool off a little bit. And then we're back up into what we know. That's 98 or so for the high temperatures. It will be nice, though. Looks like for Friday night football, that first one will be about 72. We've certainly had nights when it's been way warmer than that to kick off the high school football season, but should be nice there. Right now, the winds are out of the northeast at 7. It's 90% relative humidity, but a very pleasant 73.
My mom chose Dr. Gale because he's a hometown boy and a fighting Texas Aggie.
Well, my mom chose Dr. Gale because he delivered over 6,000 babies.
I chose Dr. Gale because he has training in advanced surgical procedures such as robotic surgery.
I chose Dr. Gale because he takes the time to listen to me and cares about my opinions.
Hi, my name is Dr. Justin Gale, and I would like to thank our patients and friends for voting us best in the Brazos Valley.
Dr. Justin Gale at Genesis OBGYN, now at the Physician Center. Genesis OBGYN, a place for new beginnings.
Parents today want all the best for their kids, which could be causing more harm than good. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
We've been hearing a lot about Uber lately, so we decided to get out there and talk to some actual Uber partners.
Is signing up to drive with Uber really hard?
It was simple and easy.
So if you have a phone, you can just sign up and earn money?
You just open the app whenever you feel like driving.
Sign up, drive, and you make some money.
Are the hours good?
I work less hours and I make more money.
Okay, this all sounds pretty great. What do you think I should do?
You need to sign up for Uber.
You can make serious life-changing money when you drive with Uber. Get started today at drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com.
If you're stressed out about credit card debt, medical bills, or collection accounts, there is help. For over 20 years, Family Financial Education Foundation, a nonprofit organization, has helped thousands of people get out of debt. And their number one source of new clients is referrals from existing clients. Call now and find out what Family Financial can do for you. Call 877-789-4173. 877-789-4173. Not available in all states, not a loan company. Never before have parents been so involved in their children's day-to-day lives.
Yet children have never been so ill with things like obesity, diabetes, anxiety, depression, addiction, plus entitlement and narcissistic traits and all these things that we're seeing in our society.
Psychiatrist Dr. Shimi Kang, author of the book The Self-Motivated Kid.
I say that we're doing all the wrong things for the right reasons. We love our kids and we want the best for them, but we're in a society that tells us best means more. And so that means more schedules, more toys, more activities, more protection.
It's not just about involvement with your kids, says Dr. Kang. It's also about your parenting, and there are three basic styles.
The authoritarian tiger, which is pushy, directing, but also micromanaging, hovering. The permissive jellyfish, which is lacking rules and focus and structure. And the collaborative, authoritative dolphin. So that individual is firm yet flexible. And when we parent from that place, that balanced place, then we get much better results.
Dr. Kang says she often sees parents try to mold their children.
The human brain isn't a lump of clay that a parent can can just mold into whatever they want. We have to nurture our children's nature. So find out what they're interested in and then nurture that.
Tomorrow, why kids need more time to just play. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30, 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. It could take the Bryan City Council 77 to 100 years to finish its growing list of capital improvement projects. Discussion took place Tuesday on what is now $693 million of streets, sidewalks, drainage, and other improvements. The council discussed its CIP list Tuesday, the second time in as many months, after the council addressed seven projects totaling $83 million. That includes $2 million sought by Mayor Jason Byinski for streetlights along Boonville Road.
It's the largest thoroughfare in the city of Bryan without lights. So if we're talking about image and we're talking about this expansion on University Drive, 700-800 new houses being built and all the new businesses along that thoroughfare, I think no one will deny in every district from 1, 2, 3, and 4, 5, they've got all the major thoroughfares have lighting with the exception of this one in District 3. So I think that's something that we need to pursue.
The mayor also brought up $4 million to extend University Drive East into a proposed housing development. Public Works Director Jason Barfnett says TxDOT wants the city to pay the design costs of some highway projects.
The staff had identified Leonard Road, FM 2018 grade separation, maybe splitting the cost with Blend to design that bridge. State Highway 21 sidewalks, we showed that in the forecast at $1 million. FM 158, medians and right turn lane. They're in front of the post office going up to Highway 6. And then Texas Avenue sidewalks, many phases there that we could possibly design and maybe get some TxDOT money to build some of those sidewalks.
The council currently sets aside $7 to $9 million a year for CIP funding. 3 years after the Texas Department of Transportation moved its district office north of Bryan, there's a buyer for the former home on Texas south of Highway 21. The Bryan City Council announced last night it will purchase the 11-acre campus. That's after the council exercised its right of first refusal last October to check out the property. At the time, the city's Economic Development Office wanted to market the property as a possible location for commercial or light manufacturing businesses or for a trade school. The unanimous vote did not include a purchase price. Last year, TxDOT asked $1.4 million. 6 weeks after the suicide of a woman in the Waller County Jail following her arrest for a traffic infraction, the Prairie View City Council has voted to change the name of University Drive to Sandra Bland Parkway. The council agenda also called for establishing a memorial park for the woman who had been hired to work at Prairie View A&M, her alma mater, when she was taken into custody July 10th. A severe thunderstorm that passed through the Twin Cities yesterday during the noon hour dropped just over 1 inch of rain at Easterwood Airport. It also left behind some property damage. Bryan Police received reports of several trees on mobile homes on Turkey Creek near 2818, and north of there, a tree on a vehicle on Clear Leaf, which is near Jane Long Middle School. None of the police or fire departments reported any injuries, and BTU reported scattered power outages in Bryan as well as its rural territories. One Northgate bar has responded to allegations it sold cheap liquor as premium brands during a state sting last March. The owner of Social Lounge recently issued a statement through his lawyer stating they never cheated or deceived any customer and they never received a written warning from the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission. Meantime, TABC has started its back-to-school undercover work, checking retailers to make sure they don't sell to underaged buyers. Spokesman Chris Porter says during spring break, they caught about 10% of the more than 900 businesses that were checked.
Minor-aged person who looks young go into the store with a couple of TABC agents who are undercover, and those young people attempt to purchase alcohol from that retailer. They're not allowed to lie about their age, and they also use their own legitimate ID while they're on the operation.
Porter says retailers have the opportunity they need to not sell to minors. Facing three felony securities fraud charges, the pressure on Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton to resign appears to be on the rise. A new poll of likely Republican voters shows 78% of Republicans are aware of Paxton's recent indictment and 62% think he should step down.
The snowball just keeps rolling downhill, and with every passing day and every new revelation and every new piece of information, the Attorney General's position gets more and more tenuous.
Rice University political science chair Mark Jones adds that while there isn't going to be a groundswell of Republican support for Paxton at this point, he doesn't think they'll throw him under the bus either. They'll most likely wait to see how the jury rules. The theme for United Way of Brazos Valley is Design Your Own Good. President Allison Prince says it's not just about how much money you can give.
Have you run a 5K that's benefiting an organization in our community? Are you serving on a committee of an organization? You're helping to design the good in this world. So we encourage people to think about that, that to be involved, it doesn't take much. It takes all of us working together. No one person has the solution. No one organization has all the right answers. No one person has all the money either. So it's going to take working together. Just small amounts of what you do can add up to make a huge impact.
United Way's annual community campaign starts in the near future, and you'll hear from representatives of the organization's 20 agencies on WTAW Monday afternoons during the 5 p.m. news hour. WTAW news time is 5:36. It's 73 degrees. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You're all aware of the ad that says you can get an insurance quote in 15 minutes. Well, I just saw another ad that said 15 minutes is too long and they can give you a quote in 7.5 minutes. Has your time become so precious that you need to get an insurance quote in 7.5 minutes? At W.E. Gibson, we know your time is valuable, but we also know that what you're insuring is valuable. That is why when you look to us for your insurance needs, we won't waste your time, but we will make sure that we take all of the time necessary to examine your particular needs and to explain the coverage and options available to you. This may take more than 7.5 minutes, but when we are done, you can be assured that we have offered the best coverage at the best price available suited to your individual needs. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
AeroFit has done it again. Voted best of the Brazos in the health club and best in personal training services. AeroFit has been voted best of the Brazos for 13 years. AeroFit has also been voted the Eagles Reader's Choice Health Club as well. If you're thinking about joining a health club, why not consider the best with AeroFit? Enrollment fees start at only $49 and the dues are about $1 per day. Tired of your current gym? Then transfer your membership from another club and you'll get 3 months free. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff and exclusive Smart Start program, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness. Mention this ad and you can enroll for just $49. Plus, if you're transferring from another club, you can qualify for up to 3 months free. The best in fitness and personal training services at AeroFit. Call, come by, or click AeroFitClubs.com today and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join today and your body will thank you later.
So make that getaway today. You know you're gonna feel great. We're told
there goes 6:39. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Wilton's Office Works on the East Bypass between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's with furniture, supplies, and so much more.
High pressure controls the weather the next several days, keeps us rather warm, also keeps us really not talking much about precipitation, and we could use some rainfall. It'll be sunny, 95 to 100. Tonight, clear, 70. Sunny tomorrow, highs will be 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear skies, lows near 70 degrees. Sunshine for the day on Friday. Temperatures are going to be about 95 to 100 Friday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I got Rangers news, I got Astros news, I got Aggie news. So stick around, you're going to want to hear it all. It's right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, you know, you don't like to report on the political polls because they go in every which way. I mean, doesn't matter. We got one here that says that Bernie Sanders is leading Hillary Clinton. We got one that says Hillary Clinton is leading Jeb Bush. you know, so it's kind of like you can pick whichever one you want to have.
whichever one you want to believe is true.
Exactly. Whatever. As they say with economists, if you lined them all up, they'd all point in different directions. So that's kind of where we are here. But Donald continues to flex his muscles. He's got a 35% support over John Kasich, who's in second place. Whatever happened to Jeb Bush? Remember Jeb Bush, that friendly little Bush brother? Man, this whole anchor baby thing has gotten him into so much trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's trying to back away from that and getting in more trouble. I mean, it's like he's got bear traps all around him. But anyway, he always makes for a good story. Oh, and Chelsea, here's the answer to the question that you had earlier this morning. You said, hey, can you find out how Tom Vilsack will vote in the presidential race? Remember when you asked me that?
Oh, yeah, I do remember when right, I asked yeah. you that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tom Vilsack is a guy who used to be a governor in Iowa, and he was the agriculture secretary during the Obama administration.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. He decided to volunteer that he's going to support Hillary Clinton. So, I wonder if anybody asked him or if he just decided he wanted everyone to know. Just in case you need to know that, Hillary Clinton has the right policies to strengthen and expand the middle class, he said.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we found that out.
Yeah. Well, see, this Joe Biden thing is interesting. I mean, they're kind of letting this leak under the door. You know, let's like smoke coming under the door. Let's just mention Joe Biden's name and see if anybody picks up on it. And apparently, he has received the president's blessing, if not an endorsement yet, to run for president.
Well, those are the candidates you kind of got to be worried about because it's so early right now. You know, we're all kind of obsessed with who's on top right now, and none of that's going to matter next year. You know what I mean?
Can always tell those stories about somebody who had 5% at this time of year and they end up getting the nomination.
Exactly.
Right? The deal is, though, he's 74 years old, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a little bit – it's tough for somebody who's 30 – to be able to relate to somebody who's going to be probably 75 when he takes the oath of office. And, I mean, he can try to be as hip and cool. And, again, I think he's funny to listen to. You wait for him to say something wrong because he always will. Never disappoints when it comes to that. But, boy, being president, I'm not sure.
But then all the hipsters are behind Bernie Sanders.
Well, you know, at least for the time being, you're exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I heard an interesting thing they were talking about on the Beck show yesterday. While Trump may have these really good numbers right now, as people drop out of the race, as the field clears, Trump's pretty much got who he's going to get. I mean, it's not like if your guy drops out, you're going to go, oh, well, now I'll support Donald Trump.
Right.
I mean, if you like him now, you like him. There's nothing he's going to do now that's going to make you like him anymore. So you're with him now, and that's basically it. But the deal is, I mean, he does take all the air out of the room. I mean, he says the kind of things that we want to hear politicians say as far as solutions are concerned. But I can't imagine a guy who's worth that much really has time to be president. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He has too much on his plate already.
Yeah. I've got an empire to run. I don't need to be president. I did get a list, and we'll do it probably maybe later on this week. The first 100 days of the Donald Trump presidency, what he would do in the first 100 days. And really, it's kind of a fiffy thing. I mean, it's a I fixed it for you thing, and then he just walks out the door, which, I don't know, do we look, when our computers are misbehaving, we have to push the big red button, right? We just got to kick restart and start over. Well, could he do that to the political system?
Ooh.
I mean, it's an interesting concept.
Is that something that we maybe need.
Well, that's right. I mean, we've gotten into this situation where it's a two-party system. It's only a two-party system. The two parties are so far apart that we can't find any middle ground. Is Donald Trump the guy to come in and knock down that template and start all over again? And so we like when he calls other candidates losers. I mean, we like to hear him say that. So you heard about what he did with Jorge Ramos, who's the guy from Univision.
Was this after the beauty pageant?
Yeah, it was in Dubuque, Iowa last night. Okay, you ready? He's taking questions, all right? And so here we go.
Okay, who's next? Yeah, please. Excuse me, sit down. You weren't called. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Go ahead. No, you don't. You haven't been called. Go back to Univision.
Okay. I mean, I love it. He goes,
sit down. Sit down.
Sit down.
Come on.
Get get out of here.
When have we not wanted to say that to a member of the media?
Yeah.
It's great.
That's the thing about Trump. Love him or hate him, without worrying about financial backers, he can say whatever he wants.
Yes.
and somehow we find that refreshing. Again, I'm not sure we want him as our president, but
right. Mm-hmm. But he at least adds a little spice to the dish.
Yeah, we'd like to have him just kind of reboot right here. So here's the deal. This is what happened. And so they have that exchange there. What happened is Ramos was escorted out of the room because he misbehaved so much, okay? Trump requested that Ramos be removed from the press event because he was trying to ask a question out of turn. Now, Ramos got back in, and he said to Trump, here's the problem with your immigration plan. It's full of empty promises. You cannot deport 11 million undocumented immigrants. You cannot deny citizenship to children in the country. Trump comes back to him and says, a woman is getting ready to have a baby. She crosses the border for one day, and all of a sudden, for the next 80 years, we have to take care of those people. You see, that is the way a lot of people would think. We understand wanting to come to America for a better way of life, but if it's just for the purpose of that child being here and we end up having to support them as taxpayers, that's something that makes people mad. Now, one person put forth the idea that maybe what he did with Ramos is exactly what his immigration policy is. He sent him out of the room, and then when he said he would behave, he let him back in. Think about it.
You have to leave.
Yeah, but
you've behaved. You can come back.
Exactly. Just think it may be where he's going.
Two
I'm
Video
sure.
is making the number two very special all summer long. Now through the end of August, when you transfer your old family films and videos, you'll get two DVDs for the price of one. So look under your bed, back of the closet, and up in your attic and find those old films, videos, and photos. Then let Two Video convert, preserve, and protect them in high quality digital files for future generations. Two Video is online at twovideo.ws or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You create the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
You know, it makes me smile when I hear the big banks trying to convince you they act like a community bank. I say, why don't you try the real thing? Brenham National Bank, serving the Brazos Valley since 1933. Member FDIC.
Since 1933, serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
They multiply so that you can divide. Basic math? Well, hardly. It's elementary horticulture. Many of our perennial plants are propagated by simple division. When their clumps grow large and thick enough, we split the plant, sharing the excess with friends and family, or starting new and improved plantings of our own. I have some of the best perennials, along with tips on dividing them this fall. I'll be back with those details right after this message. Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Mueller's backyard buildings are easy to assemble, affordable, and they offer a permanent storage solution right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and more than 30 colors to choose from, their backyard building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. From workshops to big barns, these pre-engineered, bolt-together buildings come in a variety of size and color options. You can also visit them online at MuellerInc.com to get a free customized building estimate. And while you're there, click on the color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER today. That's 877-268-3553 or visit them at MuellerInc.com. M-U-E-L-L-E-R-I-N-C.com. MuellerInc.com. So some of the best perennials would start with daylilies. They form clumps at varying rates depending on the variety and the growing conditions. When you have clumps of 6 or 8 fans or more fans, you can dig and divide them. Use your sharpshooter spade to lift each clump entirely. Break the mother clump into individual plants, gently snapping one root system away from another. Trim the leaves back by half and then set the new transplants 15 to 24 inches apart. Use the closer spacings for dwarf varieties and larger distances for tall types. German bearded iris produce large roots, more properly called rhizomes. When a planting gets dense, you should dig the plants and cut the rhizomes so that each will have one vigorous plant attached. That generally means that the piece of the rhizome will be 4 or 5 inches long, and as you replant them, keep them shallow. Iris prefer that these roots be only an inch or so beneath the soil surface. Not as many people grow violets anymore, and those who do, though, love the early sweet fragrance in the springtime. If your plants have grown thick over the years, lift them with a spade, break them gently into smaller clumps, maybe tennis ball sized, space them 8 or 10 inches apart in their new beds. You should wait until frost to dig and divide old cannas. Let their tops die to the ground first and then dig them and break them into smaller clumps of roots and dormant stem buds. Replant them immediately into loose garden soil and mulch over them to protect them from weather extremes. Now, your fallback time to divide cannas will be in very late winter, just before the new spring growth shoots out. But remember, it comes out in a hurry, so don't delay. It's better to do it in the fall if you can. Like cannas, hardy hibiscus mallows go totally dormant with the first hard freeze, and that's a good time to dig them. Late winter is your fallback time for them as well. Shasta daisies, coneflowers, and gloriosa daisies are all from the big composite plant family. They all make open clumps of plants that are easily dug with a sharpshooter spade in mid-fall and then gently pulled into separate smaller clumps for replanting. And finally, mums. After they finish blooming and die back to the ground, that's a good time to dig and divide them. I'm Neil Sperry. Prepare your spring flowering plants now. I'll have details in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Texas A&M went full pads and under the lights for Tuesday's 2.5-hour practice on the Coolidge practice fields as the Aggies prepare to face Arizona State. Aggie wide receivers coach Aaron Moorhead says he's pretty pleased with what he's seen.
It's been a good camp. You know, there's a lot of guys that have stepped up and made plays. I think, you know, really the biggest surprise, you know, which is a good thing, has been Damian Ratley. He's played really well. Guys had a great camp. And really excited about his progress, especially from spring. You know, you looked at a guy who was a junior college guy just getting used to playing an SEC style of football. And, you know, obviously with Coach Chavis' defense, there's a lot of press coverage. And having to go against that every day took him a little while to get adjusted. But he's had a great camp so far. And, you know, obviously Ricky and Christian and Speedy and Josh have had a great camp and also been really excited about Jeremy Taboyle. He's done a good job as well.
Moorhead explained a little bit about the expectations from players in practice this year.
Everybody has it in them. It's just whether you're demanded to do it or not and whether you're taught to do it the right way. And that's really something I pride myself on, is demanding toughness, demanding consistency, and demanding that they are going to learn at a certain level. And I'm pleased with those guys right now. We have to continue to get better. It can't just stop right now and think it's just going to be all of a sudden it's going to be great for the whole season.
The Aggs open the season in Houston against Arizona State Saturday, September 5th. Texas A&M's Miles Garrett and Mike Matthews led a 6-player Aggie contingent on the preseason All-Southeastern Conference team, as voted on by the conference's head coaches, the SEC office announced on Tuesday. Garrett and Matthews were named to the All-SEC first team, Garrett at defensive line and Matthews at offensive center. Joining Garrett and Matthews on the elite squad were senior Drew Kayser as third-team punter, junior Jermaine Ifedi, second-team offensive lineman, junior Josh Reynolds, third-team wide receiver, and sophomore Speedy Noyle, third-team all-purpose and return specialist. In Major League Baseball,
swing and a miss, he struck him out. Ball game, Blue Jays, 2 in the 9th inning to beat Texas 6-5 and move a game out in front of the American League Eastern Division, thanks to the Astros' 15-1 win over the Yankees in the Bronx.
Troy Tulowitzki had a game-tying RBI single in the ninth inning as the AL East-leading Blue Jays rallied for a 6-5 victory over the Texas Rangers on Tuesday night. Rangers closer Sean Tolleson walked two of the first three batters he faced. LaTroy Hawkins gave up three singles in a scoreless eighth before Roberto Osuna worked for the ninth of his 15th save in 16 chances. Game two against the Blue Jays is tonight in Arlington at 7:05, and you can catch the action on the Zone HD 95.1-3. In other Texas Rangers news, Yu Darvish says he's had no pain since he started throwing after Tommy John ligament replacement surgery during spring training. The native of Japan started his program last week. The right-hander won't rush anything since he knows he won't be pitching in games again before next season. And in New York,
it's a breaking ball, and that's roped down a left field line. Ball has a lot of hook on it. If it stays fair, it's gone, and it's a fair ball. Two-run home run for Evan Gattis, and the Astros lead it 7-0.
Carlos Gomez and Evan Gattis both homered and drove in four runs to send Dallas Keuchel and the Houston Astros to a 15-1 blowout of the New York Yankees on Tuesday night. Gomez jawed with the players in New York's dugout after flipping his bat aside when he flied out in the sixth inning and stood nose-to-nose with young catcher John Ryan Murphy before they were separated. Both benches and bullpens emptied, so pretty exciting stuff there. The rubber match versus the Yanks is today at 12:05. You can hear it all on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, the Denver Broncos have worked out a one-year deal with two-time Pro Bowl guard Evan Mathis. He'll help protect Peyton Manning, who's trying to become the first quarterback to win a Super Bowl at age 39. And the NBA has fined the Los Angeles Clippers $250,000 after an investigation found the team had violated league rules while trying to re-sign DeAndre Jordan last month. The league says the Clippers had made a presentation to the then-free agent on July 2nd that improperly included a potential third-party endorsement opportunity. Jordan eventually decided to stay with the Clippers after initially verbally committing to a deal with the Dallas Mavericks. And according to his brother, late IndyCar driver Justin Wilson saved six lives Tuesday by donating his organs. The 37-year-old driver died Monday night from a head injury suffered when a piece of debris struck him in the head during a race the previous day at Pocono Raceway. And that's been a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Summer is here, so it must be Harvest Festival time. Make plans now to join the Messinahoff Winery family every weekend in August for the 38th annual Harvest Festival. Enjoy grape picking, traditional grape stomping, wine and food pairings, specialty dinners, and so much more. Messinahoff's Estate Winery is located at 4545 Old Reliance Road in Bryan. That's the 38th annual Harvest Festival at Messinahoff Winery and Resort. Get all your Harvest Festival information online at messinahoff.com/harvest.
Have you noticed the new channel lineup that they've got at Suddenlink now? We're talking 61 new channels, and 31 of them are in HD. What's neat about it is they've grouped them together so that you can find your favorites all right there real close. You don't have to go to the channel guide all the time. And there are new HD channels like QVC and Home Shopping Network so that you can buy that way. You like to do that. Also, they've got Pac-12 HD networks for you to choose from. There's C-SPAN, there's Hallmark Movies, and Mystery HD as well. Plus, of course, additional HBO channels. They're all in HD. They offer you all digital TV, the best quality that you can get. But it also is grouped as far as kids' shows are concerned. So whatever you're looking for, they're all kind of clumped together there to make it easy for you. Call Suddenlink now at 877-694-9474. You can get HD TV and 50 meg internet for just $69 a month, plus on demand that we've talked about before, hundreds and hundreds of hours.